It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Wednesday morning. Appreciate Paul Kuharsky from paulkuharsky.com for being with us live from the NFL Combine, taking your thoughts all show long. So we got a lot to get to for the rest of the show. We'll get to some of PK's thoughts from the Titans yesterday on the NFL Combine. Here in just a second, we're going to discuss the latest report from Adam Schefter regarding Harold Landry. We will get into a little bit of the Predators' day, a little bit more tomorrow, but some interesting comments from Barry Trotz yesterday on Silly Show about the future there. So lots to go, lots to get into today here on the program. Joe, let's start with a report that came out just a few minutes ago from Adam Schefter that the Titans have granted permission to Harold Landry to seek a trade. Landry played in all 17 games last year. He had 9 sacks. He had 18 pressures, 4 pass deflections. He's got 31.5 sacks in the last 3 years that he's played. He is due $17.5 million in base salary this season. This is the tweet that Schefter put out there. So apparently, Harold Landry given permission to seek a trade. How do we view that, and what do we think the interest level around the league could be for Harold Landry?
Hey, I proposed last trading deadline, get Hendon Hooker in here. Now you got no quarterback issues. You got your quarterback figured out, you know, and then you got Landry moved. It's not that surprising. It's not. And, you know, again, if I could do a redo on the cap savings, I'd probably do Landry. Because it's just, you know, someone on the YouTube chat here, Bob, says, you know, it's not that big. It's only the 22nd cap hit, I guess, at edge is what he's saying. Yeah, but it's at this point for what he is and what he's giving you, it's still overpaying. And, you know, it still makes sense to, I mean, to me, if I'm the Titans, my ideal scenario is that he goes out, checks it out. He's not going to find, I don't think, someone who wants to take on that deal. And then he comes back and agrees to take a pay cut, and he's still on your team. You know, text line here, texter says, you know, please don't, you know, don't keep, I hope, Skyler says, I hope the Landry news doesn't mean the Titans are keeping Arden Key. Arden Key freaking sucks. Would rather him go than Landry. I hope Landry takes a pay cut. Yeah, I mean, to me, like, look, you have to get better at edge, but it's not bad to have both of them as players. Like, you just don't have any players.
That's the thing. Like, that's why I don't really – look, is Harold Landry the same player that he was 2 years ago? No. But it's also, like, how many edge rushers are you going to be able to find this offseason?
Right. How many – yeah, exactly. Well, Harold Landry, next year, if he's on the Titans, I bet you he still gets you 6 to 8 sacks.
Like, I can already make the argument.
He's a good pro. He's a good guy in the locker room.
I can already make the argument that even with Arden Key and Harold Landry, that you still need 2 more edge rushers.
Yeah.
Getting rid of one of them. I mean, are you going to be able to find 3 edge rushers this offseason? I mean, you could find them, but what's the quality going to look like? I don't know. I'm really interested to see, like, is there a team out there that looks at him and looks at his salary and says, yeah, we'll give it a shot for another year and see how that goes. And is there a situation that he could go to that's realistic that number one can afford his services, number two is willing to give up something for him, and number three is set on defense to the point where he could come in and be an effective player because there's so much depth and so much, you know, star power across the line. Like, I thought of the Lions immediately. Like, if Aiden Hutchinson is back next year, like Landry on the other side, what would that look like? Everybody was trying to connect, you know, the Myles Garrett stuff to Detroit. And I just don't know what's going to happen with Myles Garrett. But, like, could a team like that, who's right on the precipice and in their window to win, could they look at Landry and think that he's a missing piece?
Okay, listen, I got to pause this real fast. This is serious. I seriously have an emergency. There's apparently a bird in our house. How do you get a bird out of your house? I'm not kidding.
I mean, I guess you
open
the door.
The kids are trying to get to school. I don't know how the hell they let a bird in the freaking house.
A bird in 39-degree weather in the house, too. I mean, I guess you open the door and just chase that sucker around until it flies out the door.
Yeah, that or grab a bag or something. I don't know.
I don't think you're going to be able to, like,
have you seen The Office when they grab the bag and they use it on the bat? I mean, you could do that.
I mean, like, they should probably take, like, a broom and sort of just try to,
chase
chase that sucker
and chase it out the door.
Okay,
you
got
to get the door open, though.
I mean, I could get one of them on the phone and we could listen to this chaos. I'm saying chase with broom. Chase with broom.
Just make sure the door is open. But, you know, any suggestions that you all have?
Anyone
on
out
the text
there?
Line? Do we have some sort of, you know, animal wrangler out there that would offer their opinion? We'll take those as well. 615-737-1025.
Sorry.
Bird in the house.
Bird in the house. This is the
You know what type of bird?
I don't know.
Is it a hawk?
Eagle? Yeah. A vulture? Yeah, this is the perils of wife gone again for the week for work. You know, like Kaharsky said, she's just out gallivanting around the...
I mean, look, the good news is if the bird remains in the house for a little bit, it's not like it's going to get in there and mess things up, like strolling things out all over the place. Now, you may have to clean up some bird poop. That just may be the price that you have to pay at the end of this.
Yeah, is that the worst thing? Is that the worst thing, that there'll be some bird poop in there?
I think so. Like, I don't think.
I mean, I don't want the dogs to kill the bird.
I mean, again, depending on what type of bird. Like, you know, I guess if it's a big enough bird, it could pick up one of the dogs.
How did they let a bird in the house? Oh, it got out. Oh, thank
there
goodness.
There we go.
All right.
Crisis.
There
averted.
We go.
Hey.
Crisis avoided. Good job. Now tell me how you got it out. Now I want to hear. I mean, that we may as well, like, talk about this on the show.
Then,
like,
here we go. Let's go.
This could have been something on Animal Planet back in the day.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, sorry about that, folks. Yeah. So, anyway, Landry. You know, it's like you let him spread his wings and fly if he can go somewhere else. You know, let's tie this all together into a topic.
Well, and sometimes, you know, if you're like Landry, just like the bird, you see that open door and it's just time to go. It's time to get out.
But if it's the Cleveland Browns, it might be one of those things where the bird sees what they think is open air and it's actually glass.
And you fly right into it and break your neck.
Die. Die a horrible death.
There is that to
no,
think about as
no,
well.
That's okay. That's a bad, that didn't work. Okay. Wow, it's amazing that they actually got this done while on the show in this segment. I was like, dude, am I have to, like, go home?
Well, let's be honest here. What would have been – how effective do you think that you would be at getting the bird out of the house?
Oh, I'd be – I mean, I've dealt with bats before.
Okay.
And actually, I've tried to do the bag the bat thing, and it didn't work. So I've dealt with bats. I don't know that I've really dealt with a bird in the house. But, yeah, I would have been an idiot running around like just as – as useful as I am with anything. Anything breaks, totally useless. Like, completely useless. So, good job, kids. They're better than me at dealing with this stuff.
Nice job, Rex Road Children.
And now I'm reading all these different tips from people, which,
a lot of variety.
Yeah, cover it with a big towel, close the bedroom doors, open the front door.
Tennis racket.
Make it as dark as possible in the house. Have you heard this one before?
I've not.
Why? I need to know why. What is that? Maddie says, we've had them loose in our office multiple times. Have a jacket spread ready to throw to cover them. Shouldn't hurt them, and you can carry them out safely. Stay calm. If they sense fear, it will attack. This is how useful is this text line? No matter what happens in life,
there's always
the text line ready to, like, pounce and help us out.
I'm here for it. Sean says, we're missing the point, missing the obvious on the Landry part of this. He's going to New England with Vrabel. They got the money, and Vrabel loves it. What do you think of that?
I wouldn't be shocked. No, look, I mean, Vrabel, you know, I think Vrabel gets dinged a little bit much for the whole, like, his guy. I mean, not look, some of those criticisms are fair for sure, but I mean, all coaches, if they have people they trust, whether it's coaches or players, they know are going to be pros. Yeah, Landry would be great for a young team to me, you know, to have around in the room. So, yeah, I mean, I can see there being interest, but again, like, I just like the trade for that deal. I mean, Landry's not getting paid that this year. He's not.
No.
So, but yeah, ultimately him ending back with Vrabel, I can see that. Again, I think the Titans would be well served in this situation to end up with him and keep him. I mean, they need football players. He's still a solid football player.
615-737-1025. Your thoughts on Harold Landry being given permission by the Titans to seek a trade. Your continued animal advice on the text line as well for ridding a house of a bird. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight for Vanderbilt men's basketball as the Commodores take on Texas A&M with a 6 o'clock tip-off pregame show beginning at 5:30. Vanderbilt men's basketball presented by Athletes Unlimited Pro Basketball coming to Nashville's Municipal Auditorium now through March the 2nd. Go to auprobasketball.com for more details and to purchase tickets. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Well done, Keezer. That's good stuff.
That's good. I think the rest of the show, we need to do this as a theme. I got some great ideas for you. I'll let you know. This is a great start.
I mean, there's a few songs popping in my head right now that we could do.
I mean, the Morris Day and the Time, folks, if you know what I'm talking about, we're going to jam some Morris Day and the Time before we're done here.
We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Taking your thoughts on the Titans. So, do you view this apparent permission given by the Titans for Harold Landry to seek a trade that Schefter has thrown out there, do you view this in any way as a signal to what the Titans could be doing at number one as that relates to Abdul Carter? Are they two entirely separate things in your mind? You know, I just saw Terry McCormick tweet about how, well, if this happens, this could tell you that the Titans is – their target is Abdul Carter, who, by the way, is speaking right now, and has confirmed that he has met with the Titans. So,
oh, breaking!
Also confirms that he knows the Titans have the number one overall pick. Also good to know that he knows that.
Okay, so he met with them. Uh-huh.
Liked it.
He liked it.
And he knows that they got the number one pick.
And he knows they have the number one pick.
And he believes he's the best football player. And he says the best football player should be selected number one. So there you go.
Okay.
There's your Abdul Carter update.
All right. I expect full coverage at paulkarski.com before, you know, you get too many beers in.
Just avoid the desserts today.
Yeah. And the peanut butter and jelly ketchup looking dessert. No wonder you had to have so many shots to just wash that out, right?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
A lot of people, you know, good point by Ethan from Lawrenceburg. You know, he says, you know, see, you don't get How to Chase a Bird Out of the House on Stillman and Company. That's why Robbie and Rex are the superior show for this station. Thank you, Ethan.
Last I
Thank
checked,
you.
Stillman didn't even have a ladder. So, like, the bird was in a high location. He'd be, up a creek.
He'd be really screwed.
He'd just be waiting for that thing to come down.
Does he have a broom?
I don't know.
Does he have any household items?
Well, you know,
items?
He's very – every time it snows, he's very keen to point out that he, like, sweeps the driveway off. Like, he's there to
okay.
He's there to clear the driveway. So he's got a broom of some kind.
Okay, so that would help him, get the bird out maybe. But, yeah, they better be a low-flying bird.
That's right. That's right. So is Landry any sort of signal on Carter to you?
I think what PK said makes really good sense in terms of – and what Borgonzi said, which is it really is like you're not going to do it at maximum capacity at the best possible way, but you really do in free agency. I'm glad to hear him say this because they have to get a whole bunch of players. And, yeah, a lot of them aren't going to be high-priced players, but you really have to fill everything. You have to try. So that in the draft, you can more freely just pick the best players. I mean, you should anyway. And there's going to still be need. So I'm not saying – of course they're not going to get to the point where like, okay, we could play with this roster. Now let's just have the luxury of drafting. But you're trying to fill as many holes as possible. I just – to me, that decision is just so far beyond whatever your roster looks like this year. It's just so far beyond it. So if you, again, think that Abdul Carter is not just a really good pass rusher, I think he's going to come in this league and be a really good pass rusher, but like an all-time kind of guy. You know, all-time. What does that mean? I'm not saying he has to be LT or, you know, Bruce Smith, Reggie White, but like a top-of-the-league player. Okay, then yes. If it's like, yeah, I mean, he's the best pass rusher. We need a pass rusher. Let's do it. I hate that. That's Trevon Walker. No, don't do that. And, of course, with them and the Jags, who, by the way, their GM, we're going to have so much fun with this crap. Hey, guys, and Trevor, I'm going to go get you some protection. He's like the zit-filled, like, 16-year-old
who works
on The Simpsons.
You know, I was like, is that Field Yates up there? Like, they both look like they're 11 years old. I mean, good for him.
Hi, Trevor. Can I get your autograph?
Between him and Liam Cohen, who, by the way, was doing some interviews yesterday, and they were like, hey, you want to take another shot at the Duval thing again? He was like, no, I'm good. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
I will never improve on Duval. But, yeah. So, anyway, the Jags could have taken the other edge who is better, but whatever. The point being that, yeah, if Abdul Carter is going to be a great player, even if you keep Lane or whatever, or not, like, do it, you know, if he's the best player. I think those two things are independent. I do.
Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. He is now gone, so Daryl hung up.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Daryl.
Sorry, Daryl.
I mean, the Jags GM, like, seriously, anybody out there, if you have not seen video of this kid talking to Combine, I was like, oh, someone brought their kid on. Take your kid to with a dad.
Career day?
Thank you. Take your kid to work day.
Yeah.
And he, look how cute. He got up to the podium. I'll take a picture of him. Yeah, Trevor needs some more protection.
You know, I feel like, though, we're making a little bit too much fun of the Jags. Like, this is going to end up being the combo where they turn everything around.
Right.
And we're going to be like, my God. Like, they did it with an 11-year-old as general manager. And some enormous goofball that got up there just, Duval! To start things. Look, I remember making fun of Sirianni's opening press conference.
Yeah.
And all that dude does is win.
Dan Campbell!
And then I thought Dan Campbell was like the absolute biggest nerd when he got up there and started, we're going to bite kneecaps. And I was like, who is this idiot? And all those two guys have done is win.
I think
there's a correlation.
Well, I think you've hit on something. It's like there used to be the Sports Illustrated jinx. It's like the Robbie and Rex Road reverse jinx. If we make fun of you when you take a job, you might do the job really well.
Yeah.
No, Danny White. Yeah, what did you hire Josh Heupel?
God, we're on an impressive run of ineptitude with some of our takes.
I mean, you know, but listen, anybody out there, if you have not seen this kid talking, I need you to go see it and then come back with your judgment for us, okay? I mean, it's amazing. It's gone viral, as they say.
Probably not.
Al says, I just woke up. Is this the Scooby-Doo segment? Joe sounds like Shaggy.
Yeah, see, that's not what I'm going for. That's like, hey, Scoob, joinks. Now, I'm going for the Simpsons teenager kid, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if Vingan is listening, I'd like to know his, hey, Trevor. Like, you're right, though. It sounds too much like Shaggy. I gotta work on it. But we're going to need to work on it because the Jags are going to provide so much content in years to come. Bless them.
Caleb says, I think we're safe on the Jags coach. You can't possibly make too much fun of that Duval clip. I know either way, whether they win or lose tremendously like they have been known to do, we're going to see that clip everywhere. Everywhere next season. It's going to be constant.
Yeah, that's the thing. If they win, then it'll Jags fans can weaponize it. Liam Cohen, in all seriousness, is really interesting because he has been very successful in college, but obviously it didn't work at all in that year in L.A., and he kind of, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he got Will Levis to play quarterback to the point where people were talking about Levis as the first overall pick. So I say, you say Duval as much as you want if that's what you're going to do as a coach.
Keith says, please start making fun of every Titans hire and draft pick.
Yeah, I know. Well, I got some ideas for you, okay?
The ideas is a good stuff. I was telling you, you know, off the air, you know, some people in my family use Warsh instead of Wash.
Yeah. That's
the,
a great
the random
one.
R's tossed on words is it's good stuff.
It is. It's elite. We have Daryl.
Daryl's back. Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in, Daryl, to the program. Daryl, welcome back. Thanks for calling in.
Yes. Good morning. I'd like to weigh in on this Abdul Carter. I don't believe he's the number one overall pick. He has 12 sacks, but it's over 17 games.
Yeah. No, I mean.
And he's also hurt. So the number one pick, as far as on the defensive edge, it would be Mike Green, who has 17 sacks over 13 games.
Right.
Over 13 games.
So you're talking about I mean, there's just no one. And again, look, Mike Green could end up. Thanks for the call. Mike Green could end up being a better player. It's possible.
Sure.
But there's no one out there who's going to evaluate Mike Green as a better prospect than Abdul Carter. You have to take in mind. You have to keep in mind the level of play.
Yep.
Like, you know, players from all levels can be great NFL players. But like, if we're going to compare sack numbers, that's where you have to say, hold on, who did he play against? And I will agree, though, with Daryl on. You know, that's the big question with Carter is production versus talent level.
Yeah.
Watch him play. He's dominant. He has not produced to the. You know, I mean, he just hasn't. And some of it has been injury. He has not produced at the college level to the point of like a number one overall pick. You know, some of it is like watch him play, pressure rate, all that stuff. So, I mean, there are questions. And yeah, I mean, he's hurt right now. That's something to keep in mind. It doesn't seem like it's anything too serious.
No, it doesn't seem that serious. But I mean, something. You know, you heard Kuharski talk earlier about the medical. I mean, I'm getting as much information on that shoulder as I possibly can, if I'm the Titans, before you're making your decision there. But it doesn't seem like it's anything that's overly serious. And I think Abdul Carter at the podium a few moments ago said that he's right at 90%. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, that's – you're not going to mess around with that.
No.
It's the kind of injury. It's pretty run of the mill injury. So I don't know. I don't know of a history too much with him. But that's the thing too, right? How often does this guy get hurt?
615-737-1025. Our phone number. More of your thoughts to get to on the Harold Landry front. Your thoughts on Abdul Carter, who is speaking now at the podium as a potential number one overall pick, and we will get also into Brian Callahan's comments on Travis Hunter yesterday as well as it relates to his NFL future. All that coming up. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Brought to you by First Horizon, big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Check out Smashville Live, I believe tonight. Smashville Live at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue at 6 o'clock. Ryan O'Reilly will be the Preds player guest. That is tonight at Brewhouse 100. In Bellevue, so make sure you're tuned in for that.
I mean, it's Rush, so I'm not going to play him, but I thought we were doing all bird songs, man. Look at him. He's talking, but there's no sound.
Can't hear him.
There's no sound.
He's probably cussing
it's
you out.
Not free air, yes. Look, no, I have a couple of things that we have more important to get to first, Joe.
It's true.
Rush?
No.
Oh, but actual show content? Well, okay.
No way. Yeah, we're going to get more birds out of the studio. I don't know, man. Look,
it was a good try.
Yeah. All right, turn the microphone back off.
Back off. They're Keiser.
We've given you some good options, though.
We have.
You know we have. I'm going to think of some more, though.
So Brian Callahan discussed Travis Hunter yesterday, who obviously is going to be an option for the Titans at number one overall. And a lot of discussion that we've had here on the show and throughout the league circles of where exactly Travis Hunter best fits. I would say the majority of people view him as a cornerback. We have others that have said his primary position should be wide receiver, and some that believe he can play both sides of the football at the NFL level. So Brian Callahan was asked about Travis Hunter yesterday and how he views him as a prospect. Here's what Titans head coach Brian Callahan had to say.
Yeah, it's very realistic. I think he's a unique player, that there's not a whole lot of other players you could compare what he's done. There's not many guys that have played that many snaps on both sides of the ball. And you watch his tape and you see his ability to play both at a very high level. So, I think anybody that you talk to about him is going to say the same thing, that he's got the ability to play both. And that I think you're going to find out where he fits if you were to get him. But he's got a really unique ability to do a lot of different things.
So all that sounds great, Joe. He's talking about the ability to play both sides of the football. And if you get him, you kind of find out where he fits the best. So the natural follow-up question to that is, okay, well, where do you think he fits the best? And Brian Callahan answered that. Here's what Callahan had to say.
Well, you got to start somewhere. I mean, you got to put your teeth in a position first, and then you see where you can add them in. So those are all conversations that we have as we work through the process on where, you know, a player like him, what do you do with a player like him, and where do you first start him, and where does he help you on all sides of the ball? So he can return punts. He can, you know, I mean, he's got a really unique skill set that I don't think there's many players you can compare him to.
So where do you first start?
I would say you probably start him. He probably starts at corner, and then you find ways to interject him into the offense as he gets more comfortable. He plays more and more offensively. But I think his corner is probably his starting point. In my opinion, you might get varying opinions on that, but then I think he's got a real role as a receiver.
So where do you first start? Hurry up. I got to get to happy hour. Where do you start him?
Good job, PK. And we got the right answer from Brian Callahan. Very impressive. He's correct. He's a cornerback.
You feel validated?
I have an elevated view of Brian Callahan.
Hey.
Thanks to yesterday.
He got the answer right. I hesitate to do this because I don't know specifically. Like, there's a lot of different thoughts on this. But my general guess is, like, if I'm assigning a percentage to it, Joe, what, 75% of the people that I've seen probably say corner first and then receiver?
I think so. I am going to, before the draft, I'm going to get all the draft, you know, analysts and get an official count. But I think that's about right.
It was interesting to hear Callahan say that. Now, look, you know, this again goes back into when you start diving through all of that. You know, he said all the right things. He talked about, you know, being able to play both sides of the football. You know, they also had conversations yesterday about, hey, this is lying season. Do you have the ability to lie to general managers? And he's like, oh, yeah, I can do that. So, like, again, I always say this time of year at the combine, you know, how much of what they're saying up there actually means something and how much of it is just blowing smoke. You know, he said in that answer that he'd start him at corner, but he feels like he can play a pretty darn heavy role at receiver. So, like, if the Titans draft him, do they actually have a plan to put him at receiver at some point this year? Or is it going to be, yeah, you're playing corner, and then every now and again, if we want to get you the ball at receiver, that's what we'll try to do.
You know, the interesting thing about if he were to come here, and he's a rookie with the Titans, and let's say they have the full complement. It is an interesting, like, short-term situation where, first of all, again, I believe he's a corner. I believe he's a great corner. I believe that once he starts playing that position, he's going to make a difference immediately in this league. But this team and this roster, actually, like, you could make the case for him to actually maybe get a little more work on offense early just because of, like, he, you know, right away. I mean, if you actually have Snead, Owusu, you know, you got McCreary, you got Brownlee and what he did last year, you know, you don't, like, have to throw him out there. So, but I still would just because I think he'd be the best of those guys immediately. But we'll see.
Well, as a texter pointed out, you know, we talk about Callahan and that view, and Callahan did say in his answer that there may be, like, differing opinions on how Hunter is viewed. Well, you're looking in Cleveland, and their general manager yesterday said, quote, yeah, we'd see Hunter as a receiver primarily first. I think part of it is what makes him a bit of a unicorn is the fact that he can do both at a high level.
Yeah, well, doo-doo franchise. There we go. We now know which is more of a doo-doo franchise. Brown still beating the Titans in that category.
There you go. Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Adam in Portland, the text line's favorite. Adam, good morning. How are you?
What's pretty wild, dude, is that the Titans force-fed Cheeto Owusu on us last year. Like, he was something special. He's not. Like, he's been hurt his whole career. And even when he was in there, he was mid. He was a mid player. He's a Bengal.
He's a good player.
That's a lie, dude. Don't be part of that.
Right, don't
be part of the lie. No, so if
I'm
going to
join
there,
your haters on the text line.
it's fine. If you can slide back just a little bit and get him, you got to get him because they were so bad. How many games last year were special teams brought up as like, oh, my God, I can't believe how bad their special team is. So, yeah, get Jackson, send him up the road, pay somebody to take him away so that way it goes down in history that we had to pay to get rid of him, and then never see him again. And let Hunter return every kick. And that's how you use him a lot. I wouldn't use him a lot on offense. I would use him every time the special teams hit the field and every time that the defense hit the field. But not that much on offense, to be honest.
Thank you for the call, Adam. Appreciate it. I'm sure the text line will start throwing stones at Adam immediately. That's what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
He's taking some shade.
I'm going to start.
He's in it right now.
I mean, he's
not. And you're a
liar. It's not once. Yeah, exactly. I'm lying. It's not accurate. Now, it is accurate that he's been hurt a lot in his career.
Yes.
That is accurate for sure. But, no, I mean, that's the idea that he was just mid or that he has not been a good player in this league, it's not true.
Now, I will say, you know, not that, you know, X is entirely representative of really anything, but you've got. I knew when Brian Callahan said that yesterday that he's viewed primarily as a corner first, that there would be a certain part of the Titans fan base that was like, why in the world would you take him number one overall if you think he's a corner? And sure enough, you log on and you see some fans yelling about that.
I just don't understand how.
Well, because they look at it and they say you don't take a cornerback number one overall, which historically has been true.
Okay, that I thought you were going to say just because they have corners now.
Well, some of them said that, too, corners are they're probably a position where they're most equipped right now.
I mean, even if Owusu and Snead best case work out, how long do they have? A couple years? I mean, come on.
I mean, let me know when they can both get through a couple of games first, and then we'll worry about a couple of years.
So best case would be a couple of years. I mean, you're talking about top of the draft. You're talking about someone you hope to have for 12 years. I mean, it's like the other side of it, taking a corner number one, I think one of the biggest annoyances I have about this, like someone in the Texans, like, he's not even the best corner. Listen. He didn't win the bullet. I don't care. He is the best cornerback coming out. Stop it. He's the best cornerback. And, you know, people can talk about not playing man coverage a lot in college. That was the scheme. I'm with people who actually watch film way more than me, who are way smarter than me, who are like, he's going to be one of the best man corners in the NFL immediately. And I believe it.
We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up here at 7:45. Kuharsky joined us earlier in the show, a bit earlier than normal. He's live at the NFL Combine. We'll have that up for you on the Robbie and Rexroad podcast page as well. So you can check that out a little bit later in the day. Rex Rant coming up next. We'll have more Titans stuff from the NFL Combine to get into. We'll get back into the Harold Landry story that was broken earlier in the show with the Titans giving him permission to seek a trade. And we do have a couple of Preds thoughts to get into before the end of the program as well. All that coming up. Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Al says, I just woke up. Is this the Scooby-Doo segment? Joe sounds like Shaggy.
Yeah, see, that's not what I'm going for. That's like, hey, Scoob, joinks. Now, I'm going for the Simpsons teenager kid, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if Vingan is listening, I'd like to know his, hey, Trevor. There's apparently a bird in our house. How do you get a bird out of your house? I'm not kidding.
I mean, I guess you
the
open
kids
the door.
Are trying to get to school. I don't know how the hell they let a bird in the freaking house.
A bird in 39-degree weather in the house, too.
I'm saying chase with broom. Chase with broom.
Just make sure the door is open. It is that time of the day. Time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. Joseph, the floor is yours.
What? Take it out. Hallelujah.
Quite frankly, it's been a long time since we've had you singing on the program, so I think we need more.
I mean, if you're not familiar with Morris Day and the Time, go get Ice Cream Castles 1984, featured in the movie Purple Rain. The movie Purple Rain, it's not very well acted, okay? You know, it has its flaws as a movie, but the live music in Purple Rain between Prince, the Purple Rain album, live, and then Morris Day and the Time rocking. Oh, my God.
You know who was not alive in 1984 to experience this?
No one listening, or you.
Also, the Jags general manager.
What are you talking about?
So he was in all actuality 34 years old. But if you told me that he just graduated high school, I'd say, yeah, okay, that's cool. Good for him.
34 years old.
Yeah.
That's insane. Wow. I've got a texter here that says this rant needs to be about how much of a joke the Preds are. Everyone should lose their jobs. We've talked about the Preds. I think we're actually going to get in the Preds a bit more.
Right? We will later in the program.
With what Barry Trotz had to say on Stilley's show yesterday. But no, that's not the rant. The rant is me ranting about myself as a parent. And it's not because I'm here gas bagging with you while my children are battling a bird in the house and just going to school by themselves and who knows, bird poop everywhere, dog poop everywhere, house unlocked. You know, sure, whatever. We know I'm a bad parent. But in the last week, man, this is a rant for the parent with multiple kids. We have three, and basically I'm going to summarize it like this. Don't let up or change or lower any standards of yourself for the baby, because you know that happens. I mean, my baby sister, he got away with whatever, did whatever she wanted, all that stuff. I mean, this is a traditional thing, right? But I think about how hyper, and you have one kid, and so, I mean, you could probably relate, like, everything, every sniffle, everything that happens, you're hyper-focused. Oh, my God, is he or she okay? All this stuff, right? And it gets a little bit less the next one, and then you have the baby. My daughter is supposed to have cheerleading tryouts next week, and she will not be because she has a fractured elbow, possibly a UCL tear, but at least a UCL strain, which was from working on a back handspring. And she told me about it last week. And I was like, yeah, put a little ice on it. Yeah, you'll be all right. We don't need to go to the doctor. Okay. And so then she's working on it Monday and is like, oh, my God, I need to go to the doctor. So we go to urgent care. Yesterday we get confirmation that it's a fracture. I feel terrible for the kid. It's devastating. I mean, you know, you got tryouts here in a few days, and she has this injury. And again, we're going to find out on the UCL later, but it's devastating. Now, could we have avoided that? Probably not, but maybe. The last week of doing stuff, what if I would have said, yes, we're going right to the doctor?
Right.
We might have avoided this. And I promise you that if this was the oldest kid, we would have gone right to the freaking doctor. So I blame myself, and I'm just saying, if you have multiple kids, and again, if you have more than two, I think it just gets more and more. Yeah. Like my mom, you know, my Aunt Mary is the youngest of four, and I swear, she just got a motorcycle and like got her own apartment when she was 15 or so. I'm not really, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like the more you have, the baby gets more and more like, hey, the baby will be fine.
Well, you get
outnumbered. Whereas the oldest kid, well, that's true, but it's just like, you know, there's two. You're overzealous as a parent, I think, a lot of times. You may think maybe you don't think you are, or maybe you'll look back and be like, gosh, we like overreacted to this. But let's.
Oh, I mean, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think most people even know it at the moment. But it is crazy how it just gets, oh, yeah, they're going to be fine. More and more, yeah, I'll be fine.
I will say, like, in the first, I don't know, 9 months of Allison's life, we went to the doctor a lot. It's like,
right.
Yeah, I think she might have a serious problem. Let's go to the doctor. And it's leveled off some since then. It's like, yeah, she's a little bit more resilient than you think.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and that's the thing. Like, getting sick, yeah. You know, build that immune system out of stuff. But yeah, every little fall, you know, oh my God. And then I swear, like, by the time we get to Caroline, it's like, oh, it fell down the stairs. Hey, I hear, have some ice cream.
Just get up and quit whining.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I suck. That's the rant.
617-1025 is our phone number. More of your thoughts to get into on the Titans. Some reaction to the Travis Hunter part of this we'll get into. Got him next. Looking back a little bit deeper into some interesting comments from Callahan and Borgonzi yesterday as well. All that coming up. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.